Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, changes to debt relief orders will help the local community. Petersfield Football Club have teamed up with Dementia Friendly Petersfield. World-class health expertise is coming to a local village, and Petersfield Food Bank has a list of items that they are running low on. Can you help? I'll have details on all those Petersfield stories and how you can help the food bank after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Rishi Sunak has announced that the UK will spend 2.5% of GDP on defence by 2030. The Prime Minister is promising an extra £75 billion in defence spending over the next 6 years. Mr Sunak made the pledge alongside the NATO Secretary General whilst on a visit to Poland.
Today we go further. We will send Ukraine an additional £500 million, hitting £3 billion of support this year. And we'll provide them with the largest ever package of UK military equipment.
Ireland's Prime Minister Simon Harris has apologised on behalf of the state to the families of the 48 victims who died in the Dublin Stardust tragedy. According to new research, a large majority of people do not trust the government or national media to act in the interests of their communities. Ahead of a local election on May the 2nd and a general election expected this year, a survey found trust in all public institutions to act in local people's interests had fallen. Local Government Information Unit Chief Executive Jonathan Carr West says we're in difficult times.
It means that people aren't going to work together. We know that, you know, government, we're in very difficult times. There's not a lot of money around. Government doesn't have all the answers. Councils don't have a great deal of extra resource. We've seen councils across the country getting ever closer to bankruptcy.
Hundreds of workers at Heathrow Airport are to strike in a dispute over outsourcing of jobs. Unite said around 800 of its members will launch a week of strikes from May the 7th to the 13th. The union said workers in passenger services, who assist travellers to catch connecting flights, trolley operations and security guards will have their jobs outsourced by June. And new figures show the number of vehicle breakdowns caused by potholes increased by 9% in the past 12 months. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Poppy Doherty.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Julie Butler at Petersfield Shine Radio. Changes to debt relief orders will help the local community. There have been considerable changes in the last budget to debt relief orders. Changes will take effect from the 28th of June 2024. The biggest change is the removal of the fixed fee. It is an important tool for people facing debt issues. We hear from Claire Alton from Citizens Advice.
At the moment, debt relief orders are one of our top debt solutions, and I anticipate it's going to be more. It has changed considerably. Originally, you could apply for a debt relief order if you owed £30,000 or less with your debt, and there were various other criteria that you had to fulfil. A lot of that has now been expanded. So if you have £50,000 worth of debt or less, then it opens up the opportunity of going for a debt relief order. If you find yourself in a situation where you are struggling month by month, that, you know, do come along and have a conversation with us, because that might be an appropriate route for you to go.
Petersfield Football Club have teamed up with Dementia Friendly Petersfield. Sunday brings a first in sporting events. The Dementia Walking Football Group is holding their first tournament. The winning team will receive the Jeff Williams Shield. The afternoon will see the guys take on Petersfield Town football team. Here's Duncan Cameron from Right at Home and Audrey Morton from Dementia Friendly Petersfield to tell us more.
It's going to be a whole day event, starting with a children's section first thing in the morning at 10:30. Followed by the 12 o'clock, the special Dementia Walking Football, which is a tournament, and it's in memory of Jeff Williams, who was well known in Petersfield, who raised awareness and supported people living with dementia and their carers and families for quite a long time.
It's going to be a great day. It's going to be loads and loads of fun. Presentation, because there will be a winner with the shield. At 2 o'clock, we're going to have Petersfield Football Club against Dementia football team as well.
Wow. And we'll bring you the results of how they got on in next week's bulletin. World-class expertise is coming to a local village. A local professor from the University of Oxford will be speaking at East Meon on Saturday evening. She is a distinguished researcher in the field of global health. Sally Copps is here to tell us more.
Local East Meon resident and the world's foremost expert on the subject, Professor Trudy Lang, will be discussing how best to tackle the threat of new strains of diseases constantly emerging. Drawing upon her first-hand experience with research teams and communities from across the globe, she'll deliver insights into how vulnerable we are to new outbreaks of infectious disease and how best to mitigate them. Around the World in 80 Outbreaks is on at 7pm, Saturday the 27th of April at All Saints Church, East Meon.
Petersfield Food Bank has a list of items that they are running low on. Can you help? Here's Phil Humphreys to tell you more and what else they are in need of to replenish their stocks.
This week, Petersfield Food Bank are running low on several food cupboard staples. If you can help with pasta sauces, ketchup, mayonnaise and rice, they would love to see you. For the sweeter tooth, tinned custard always goes down well for dessert. In the non-food items this week, stocks are running low on washing powder or washing liquid, either is absolutely fine, and most essential, toilet rolls are also needed. Why not pop along with your donations to the Petersfield Methodist Church on Station Road? Their volunteers would be delighted to see you. They're there every Monday and Wednesday morning. But don't forget, if you can't make either of these times, you can also take your donations to any of the other Petersfield churches and drop boxes that can be located in all main supermarkets.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
This is Leo with your Wednesday weather around the Petersphere. Sun rises at 10 to 6 today. It will start overcast, but except some sunny intervals by early afternoon, which should continue through the day and give us a sunny evening. After the morning's chilly start, temperatures that will reach a high of 11 degrees early afternoon and drop down to lows of 3 degrees overnight. Winds are from the north and gently breezy with a few gusts of up to 19 miles per hour around lunchtime and early afternoon. Sunset is at 20:15 tonight, high tides at Portsmouth 10 to 1 this afternoon and 1:03 Thursday morning. Tomorrow's outlook, sunny intervals changing to cloudy by lunchtime.
Travel news. Driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hey, it's Vicky with today's travel update. Station Road just closed at the crossing today. A diversion is in place. Work continues on Winchester Road. The lights remain in place there, together with the additional works on Frenchman's Lane, so do expect delays there. Cook's Pond Lane remains closed with a diversion in place. And in Berriton, Kill Lane remains closed and the lights are in operation on Greenway Lane again today. And off the A3, the Western Lane is still closed. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood.
Now you can see inside Shine Radio.
Our interactive evening in Petersfield will put Shine Radio listeners behind the mic.
Give you the chance to make the news.
Here's the news.
Literally.
And let you turn the tables.
On our turntables.
It's free and backed by the Mayor of Petersfield.
So don't just listen to Shine Radio. Have a go.
Have a go at radio. Saturday the 27th of April from 5pm in the Festival Hall Rose Room. Full details at shineradio.uk.